Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, Eric Bickle. That's a foursome. Going to open up the entertainment page here shortly, but we say it's open line Thursday. I know EB hasn't punched him up. This guy's been on hold. It's got to be 2 hours to talk about Robert Horry.
It says an hour and 11. Is that possible?
Well, we've had a lot of calls. I saw him in the 6 o'clock hour, yeah.
All right, let's go to Andre in Manassas. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Andre.
It's no big deal because, you know, it's no speakerphone. I'm listening to radio waiting for these guys to click over to me.
Nice.
I would say this. I heard this weekend, talking about Ben Wallace and Chris Webber are going to make it to the – well, up to the Hall of Fame, and a couple of my boys and I were just talking over some beers, and we started talking about Robert Horry, and we were just curious. I'm curious as to what your thoughts. Obviously, from a numbers perspective and from accolades, Robert Horry has not done anything to make it into the Hall of Fame. But when you look at the big shots he's made and how other superstars like Elijah Juan or Drexler aren't going to end up like Barkley because they have rings because of Robert Horry and his 7 rings, you know, whether or not you think Robert Horry, you know, is, I don't want to say a Hall of Famer, but, you know, worthy of the conversation if he should be in the Hall of Fame, because we all remember those big shots he's made over the years.
You can have the conversation, but
just didn't put up the
overall
numbers.
He's not a Hall of Famer. Like, where do you draw the line? Like, Steve Kerr hit some big shots and won a bunch of rings for the Bulls, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
Robert Horry did more than just hit some big shots, man. I mean, he hit a lot. I mean,
all right, but he averaged 7 points per game for his career.
Yeah, you can't look at his numbers. You know, we were equating it more so like almost like a specialty, like a kicker, in terms of, yeah, you know, the what he did.
Well, but you know what's funny? Give me the big shots. Since just he did hit some big shots. I remember a few, but let's not act like he hit 10 game winners in the NBA Finals.
I used to have a weird Robert Horry. Like, I was kind of obsessed with him for like a stretch. I don't know why, because he didn't play for the Wiz. I used to love him, but he's not a Hall of Famer. I mean, that is preposterous.
Again,
he's a Hall of Famer.
Steve Kerr hit some big shots. John Paxson hit a big shot.
Yeah.
I mean, there are guys that have hit big shots. Was he an All-Star ever?
No. He doesn't have the accolades. His numbers, as you mentioned, 7 points. But I would say, you know, he hit big shots for, I think, 3 or 4 different teams. He has about 7 rings, 6, 7 rings. And, again, I think Hall of Famers.
He was on some good teams.
Yeah, he was a good player that won a lot of rings.
I mean, he played alongside Shaq and Kobe, played alongside
Hakeem Olajuwon
and that team, and then also Tim Duncan.
How many rings did he win?
7.
7 rings?
Yes. Yeah, but you don't get in just for your postseason success.
Right. No.
You just don't. Look at Julian Edelman. Same deal.
His playoffs per game average slightly better than his overall regular season average, his career average.
He did have a knack for hitting some big shots.
Bob.
Let's not act like it was 20 game winners in the NBA Finals.
All right. Well, he didn't say that. He just said big shots. I'm sure he had multiple big. Didn't have to be a game winner. I mean, could have been a big shot in the last 5 minutes. Who knows? But he's not a Hall of Famer.
He's the one that hit that shot when the Sacramento Kings should have beaten the Lakers, right?
In
the Western Conference Finals. Yeah. He got tipped out by Vlade Divac.
I do remember that one.
It goes to Horry, who knocks it down. Then ultimately, the Lakers end up winning.
Jason, Robert Horry from where?
Ooh, that's a good question for you. Normally, Jason's good at that.
Well, he went to Alabama, correct?
He did, yes.
I'm going to say he's from Atlanta, Georgia.
Harford County, Maryland.
Really?
That's where he was born.
Oh,
left shortly thereafter.
Where did he grow up?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's a Marylander then, okay?
He is from Maryland.
He grew up in Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to open up the entertainment page, EB?
Sure, why not?
I was asking if you had the Tristan Thompson story, which apparently you didn't have. Yesterday I saw it, and we retweeted it at Junks Radio. The story just made me laugh because it was talking about his thotterage. Apparently, wow. Jordan Clarkson had a party in L.A. at a mansion, and it was supposed to be a leave-your-phones-at-the-door party.
Oh, very nice.
And it was supposedly single players and mostly Instagram models and thoughts.
Well, they're
but
saying,
apparently Tristan Thompson was seen with two people and somebody videoed it, and they said he might have had a sevensome.
Well, they're just saying he was seen with seven different women.
No
that
wonder
night.
He's on the injured list. Maybe you. How can you keep up with seven women in one night, EB?
They say
that's very taxing on your body.
He attended a singles party on Valentine's Day, and he was acting like a single man at the event. They're saying the exclusive event went down at Jordan Clarkson's house, and that Tristan showed up around 11:30 p.m. He was flirting. He was exchanging numbers with girls. He snuck two in there that he was seen dancing, flirting, touching, grabbing butts, that kind of thing. Overall, he was seen with seven different women that night.
Apparently, he hasn't heard of the whole Me Too movement.
And they have some video. I saw Jordan Clarkson had a shirt which just said no wife or hashtag no wife. So he was making it known, I'm available.
3 days later, then, Tristan attended another house party in L.A.
He loves house parties.
Where he and Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan Woods, were reportedly all over each other. And
that's
I think,
a ballsy move.
I think that is caught on video, too. So somebody said he's either the dumbest guy in the world.
Or the horniest.
He doesn't give an F.
He just doesn't care.
I think it's the latter.
He clearly doesn't care.
Probably not the dumbest guy in the world. Probably not the smartest. But I think JP's right. He probably just doesn't
give an F. Because this is a guy who was caught back in April of 2018, right before their daughter was born.
Yeah.
Remember, he was caught on video making out with chicks. Grabbing their boobs. Was he kissing their boobs or grabbing their boobs?
Right. Did he also claim he was framed or set up?
Yeah, his whole thing.
I would say equally as dumb, though, is Khloe Kardashian herself.
Definitely.
What's her resume include? She was with James Harden. She's with
Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom.
Look, I don't want to slander these guys, but they're living the life, right? They're not guys that you really want to settle down
she's
with.
She's mowed through a bunch of NBA guys.
They're not
she's
like
also
husband
with a,
material type guys.
I
she
don't
was
think
with
so.
A rapper. I couldn't name one of his songs, French Montana.
French
Montana. You're just not going to have much stability.
No. So you kind of get what you deserve there. But anyway, so that's the Tristan Thompson deal. When JP initially said sevensome, I thought, wow, this is getting interesting.
Right.
But I think really what they mean is he was seen with seven different women that night at Jordan Clarkson's party.
It's just the headline. The headline grabbed my attention, sevensome.
Well, would it surprise you if he was actually in a sevensome with all of those women? Wouldn't surprise me
one bit.
We
sound like TMZ right now.
Well,
what's the aftermath of the Jordan Clarkson, not Jordan Clarkson, the girl. What's her name? Jordan Knowles?
Jordan Woods.
Woods and...
And Kylie
and
Jenner.
And Kylie. Well,
apparently they were like living together.
Yeah, Kylie apparently kicked her out.
Yeah,
right, so they're, she's bitter.
Yeah, here's what I have to ask. Who is Jordan Woods?
I don't know.
Some girl.
Who is this person?
Apparently Kylie Jenner's best friend.
Jenner's best friend.
Who Tristan
some
Thompson
socialite.
Okay.
Yeah, this is so
socialite. That you don't know, that we don't
some
know.
Some popular IG girl.
Right.
She's probably a thought. By the way, I asked my wife if she knew what that meant.
No way. It's impossible.
do the letters thoughts stand for something?
Yes.
What?
You don't know? You don't know
you
this?
Don't even
you should know
that.
This.
Write it down for me.
I mean, it's a lot.
You can say it out loud.
Why don't you just say it?
That hoe over there.
That hoe over there.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now you know.
Who started that hoe over there?
Not us.
I generally knew what a thought was, but I didn't know.
Valdez knew it long before
that
us.
That hoe over there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not up on my.
Well, you haven't maintained a thotterage like Tristan Thompson.
No. Never walked into a party and flirted with seven different women. Wow.
And I want to say...
Maybe that's why you're buying all those condoms.
Exactly. It might have been in the article that...
You think Tristan Thompson was buying a bunch of condoms before he went to that party?
Might have been in the article that Clarkson invited all of these chicks because he has thoughts at every city.
Well, a lot of these guys do. I mean, I know comedians that come in here.
I mean, Jordan Clarkson also has neck tattoos. He's a little bit weird. He's kind of out there.
I know, like, I would say C-list comedians. Maybe
I know the one
B-list.
Guy you're thinking of.
He's not the only one. And he's every town he's got chicks.
Right? Why wouldn't
every
you?
Town
why,
he's in why D.C. He's got his D.C. girls.
If you're single, why wouldn't you have options?
When he goes
city?
To Philly, he's got his Philly girls. He hollers at. I mean, you
sure.
know, they're like D-list comedians. Most people don't know who they are.
Right?
Imagine what these NBA guys have.
Oh.
That's why I always maintain, and this is just pure speculation. But like some of these celebrities that just completely go off on the paparazzi, you know, like the Justin Timberlakes of the world, and they just lose their mind. It's because they're blowing up their game. Like Justin Timberlake can't go anywhere.
Paparazzi.
You know, he can't go anywhere with being followed.
Yeah, he's but sometimes they're just coming out of the gym or some restaurant.
True, of course.
Did you see the latest?
It's everywhere they go.
Timberlake actually, not Timberlake, Bieber actually was very cordial towards the paparazzi. Most recently.
You know, sometimes he is.
He came out and he's got in his truck and he sat in his truck
sometimes
with the door open.
Sometimes he's super nice to him.
And he just starts talking to him. Like, yeah. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
And they started talking about, you know, why do you follow me? And, you know, this is what it does. And I got no privacy. And they were very cordial to each other.
Who's TMZ now?
I watch. Sometimes I watch it.
They grab
can you
your
give
attention.
Me a, can you give me an update on Jesse Smalley?
Jussie Smalley.
Yeah, yeah. He's got the worst name in the country.
Jussie.
Whose name's our kid? Jussie. All right.
He was charged yesterday with making a false report when he said he was attacked in downtown Chicago by two men who hurled racist and anti-gay slurs and looped a rope around his neck. I believe early this morning he turned himself in.
So overnight he did. Okay.
Yes.
And so, he was charged with what?
He's charged with
filing a false report.
No, disorderly conduct, but related to filing a false report. I don't believe he's been charged with filing a false report.
So
he's
does that
been
mean
charged
he,
with disorderly conduct.
Does that mean he's admitting to making it all up?
I don't think he's admitting anything. He just turned himself in to be charged.
I think his lawyer said that they're going to mount a vigorous defense and enjoy the presumption of innocence.
Okay.
Did you guys see the video of the Nigerian brothers buying the ski mask?
Yes.
Yes.
So did he tell them, yeah, go buy these items and come attack
me? So, yeah.
They claim.
And I think the Chicago Police Department is holding a press conference at 10 a.m. Eastern.
They got something.
So
They got something on text.
Have you ever heard of Jussie Smollett before this whole case?
No. I mean, but it turned into the biggest story in Hollywood.
It might actually be long-term, long game, might be good for his Q rating, because I had never heard of him prior to the incident.
Well, he'll end up doing some interview on Oprah.
Who's going
to
hire him?
And she'll try to rehab him. And then, listen, no one wants to talk about this, but the bottom line, this is politically motivated, is what this was. And also
from Jussie's standpoint?
Yes. And it's also to try to resuscitate a career there, where it looked like maybe it was going to be written off the show.
Well, Cakes, you're right. No one knew who Jussie was.
How would you know?
Normally this would torpedo his career, but it's only made his fame greater. He'll end up doing like a rehab interview with like Oprah, and then he'll probably win an Oscar. That'd be my guess. She'll get him a role.
He might actually face a couple years of prison time.
Well, I don't know if he should do a couple years, but he should probably do some time.
He should do some months.
My biggest takeaway is I need to get on whatever workout program those Nigerian brothers are on.
They look silly,
jacked.
Right?
They're jacked.
Weren't they?
Chris Nkoye over there. Yeah, I mean, they were monsters.
Yeah. Now, I don't know anything about this. I've never really watched The Real Housewives. I think I maybe have seen five minutes in my life.
JP
watched many episodes.
Do you know this Teresa Guidici? I don't know how you say her name.
I don't watch. I think
you know
that's,
how you say her
I
name?
Think that's maybe New Jersey.
That's
I've never watched
that. That's
the woman
whose husband Joe like cheated on his taxes. They're going to deport him. He's in prison right now.
I know who that is.
All right. How do you pronounce her last name?
I don't know, but I know the face.
Guidici?
Go with Guidici.
Guidici. Sounds right.
Guidici maybe? She's 46 years old. They got a couple kids together, at least two. And he's about to be deported, and she's like, "Yeah, you're finished." She's now been out seen three nights in a row with some 26-year-old dude. It's hurt, but what are you going to do?
She ain't that hot.
She's not that hot, right?
But I would assume the 26-year-old could do better.
But he probably called himself a rich cougar.
He called himself a rich cougar.
They spent a lot of money on lawyers.
Yeah, I don't know how rich.
How much money they got left.
Yeah, that's true. Jason, did you
see? But it's also attention dollars.
Yeah, a lot of attention
dollars. Those are always fun to have in your account.
She's actually heinous in the face.
Who?
Teresa Guidici.
Is she?
She's a hard thing.
She's one of those girls I think it looks good from afar.
She's mean, too. She's a mean woman. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean,
what's her story? Why are they famous? Why are they on the show? Like, how did they get their money?
I don't know how they picked their cast.
Right.
No idea.
Your girl Courtney Love was seen out on the streets of New York City recently, Jason, and it's not
my girl.
Good. It's not
girl.
Good. She looks so bad.
I couldn't believe when I saw the story. I couldn't believe Jason once said that she was hot.
Look at the picture of her right now.
Well, okay. If I knew she was going to look like that, I would have never said it.
I mean, she's...
I told you she was hot in a kind of a dirty way 20 years ago.
Right. Right.
She looked a lot better,
you know,
20 years ago.
One comment. It just lays out.
Kind of in a strung out, dirty way.
In a heroin addict kind of way. Yeah. Okay, maybe I would agree with you. But she looks terrible now. Apparently her daughter's all pissed off at her because she sold, I don't know, some of Kurt Cobain's, like, private...
Francis Bean.
Francis Bean's livid. She sold some of his private diary entries or something to some
right.
museum.
I mean, probably made millions off it. I'd sell it, too.
Just awful stuff. And I don't know. Did you read this story? You just sent me a picture. It says, comedian Steve O may have had sex in a Vancouver window several days ago. And there's a picture of what looks to be Steve O and some silly...
he's a bit of an exhibitionist from the looks
naked
of it.
Naked in front of, probably a window of a hotel.
Mm. Well, definitely. Looks like a skyscraper. I mean, yeah. It's pretty high up.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Steve-O. Steve-O, I believe, has been sober for like 10 years now. Right?
Doesn't mean you quit sex.
It doesn't mean he quit hitting skids. For sure. All right, real quick. Let's bang out one or two of these
think
calls.
He's using a Ramses in that picture?
Ramses.
Hey, Ramses, rest in peace. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys. Wanted to call about DSP getting let go here.
Yeah, what you think?
You know, all of us longtime Caps fans have been begging for someone to show up in the clutch and get us over the hump, and it finally happened. I thought he was huge, blocking shots, hitting people, and scoring very, very big goals. And he also took a bit of a discount to come back, and I think he just wanted to have a chance to repeat with the group. So I'm a little disappointed on the loyalty front from the team, but, I mean, I guess that's pro sports these days. I just want to thank him for everything he did to help us get that cup, because I don't know if we get past Tampa Bay without the way he was playing. So,
Mike, I'm curious, are you
a
ticket holder of the Capitals?
I've been a season ticket holder for many, many years. I actually let them go after they won the cup because I think I just beat myself into the ground and spent so much money, and I got little kids, so I needed a bit of a break. But I'm still watching.
Because did you see the story that season ticket holders got rings?
They didn't get the silly.
I understand they didn't get the silly, but.
They screwed us over, those that left, but I guess that's business as well. So, but I'm still a fan, and looking forward to defending this cup. I just think without DSP, somebody's going to have to fill those shoes because he was huge.
Right, right. All right, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. It's always sad to see somebody go that was such a critical part of a team's, you know, championship run. But the fact is, 4 goals and 4 assists in 54 games.
They're looking for something else.
They need a little more. They just need more
production.
Need a little
more punch.
How many moves do you think they're going to make before the Monday deadline?
I don't know.
2 or 3, maybe?
I'd guess so.
Sounds like they're after Hagelin. I'd kind of be surprised if he isn't their main target at this point. Maybe another smaller move after that, if that's what they wind up doing.
Yeah.
Do
they have enough of an arsenal in the minors where they can give up?
I couldn't tell you.
What's interesting is, in the middle of practice, they changed their minds, if you guys followed the story as it was happening.
Yeah, I saw they took Yashkin off the ice.
They took Yashkin off the ice. They initially decided to put Yashkin on waivers.
Right.
And then they changed their mind, and they took Smith Pelly off the ice in the middle of practice, and they put him on waivers. So, I mean, it wasn't a clear-cut thing. They were kind of hemming and hawing, ultimately decided to let DSP go.
If you want to chime in, it is open line Thursday, 800-636-1067.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we have Mr. Skin joining us coming up in 15 minutes. He has his 20th annual.
Do you have the passwords?
Anatomy Awards.
Did he give you the passwords? Did you get all that in advance or no? You'll do it when you talk to him?
He just sends us an insider link.
He's always fun to talk to because he's so passionate about the side boob.
What's been the biggest movie of the last year? Like with where everyone's talking about the nudity.
A lot of nudity.
It's probably all like the HBO shows and stuff, right?
Well, it was True Detective that one year for the first season, remember? I can't remember the actress.
Alexandra Daddario.
Yeah, she was definitely.
How could you forget?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, he has all kinds of categories, whether it's best TV show overall.
Was it Orange is the New Black that used to have, like, gratuitous sex in there?
Maybe.
Which was the one where you would all, I mean, it looked like somebody spilled mayonnaise on him. You know what I mean? Like,
That was girls.
You think about
girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
With, like, Adam Driver.
I mean, that show.
Skin Achievement Award.
Yeah.
Like a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, yeah? Tell us.
I think nudity show is Banshee on Cinemax.
I don't think that's that new.
I haven't seen that.
It's been around.
I think Mr. Skins brought that up on this show. I want to say he brought it up a couple of years ago.
How long has it been out?
I want to say like 3-4 years.
Did you see that one?
Did I?
Yeah.
No. I mean, did you give it
look
to me?
Look at it. Yeah.
It's in the email.
Oh, it is? Okay. I look at the email and see the link.
I sent it just for you.
It has all the stills, too.
It's got all the Garys.
Yeah.
Kennys.
Yeah. All the Kennys. By the way, a showstopper coming on Netflix in about a month. The Dirt, the Motley Crue story. I am going to take my pants off and watch that.
Well, no, the Ben Affleck movie is coming out.
Yeah, what about the Ben Affleck movie?
That's coming out in March as well. It's a banner month on Netflix in March. It's must-watch TV.
800-636-1067. It is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. One thing that we talked about very early in the show is Duke getting pummeled by North Carolina last night. Duke, of course, didn't have Zion Williamson for the whole game. He barely played.
Right.
Apparently sprained his knee, came out of his shoe. Shoe exploded.
Nike got bitter.
One thing that people are kicking around, though, is whether Zion Williamson should shut it down. He's expected to be the number one pick in the upcoming NBA draft.
Definitely will be.
What does he have to gain by playing?
Nothing.
Now, I say you play because you're a competitor. Cakes is like, I'd shut it down.
You know what I'm in? If I'm Zion, I am in brand preservation mode at this point.
Okay, but he could have done that 5 games ago.
Okay, but there's now with the injury changes things. Like, why would you? Why
that is
would you,
true.
Why would you risk true. Further injury by going out and playing for a school that you're going to attend for 1 year?
Because
you have
he wants
or alliance with.
Well, he's got an alliance with his teammates and the coach. I'm
okay,
sure he likes
fine.
Playing
you know
for him.
There's teammates for one.
But
one
he also
season.
Wants to win a national championship. You think he doesn't?
He might. You know what he wants to be?
He definitely does.
He wants to be the number one
pick. Does he strike you as being competitive? Because he strikes me as being competitive.
He wants to be the number one pick in the draft.
Do you draw,
that's what he wants.
Well, I still think he's going to be the number one pick in the draft.
Do you draw the line on an injury? Like, my point being, if he stubbed his toe,
mm-hmm. Yep.
That's, would you then shut
be
it
painful.
Down?
Look, I am fully on the side of the guys who, instead of going to the bowl games, unless it's for the national title,
mm-hmm.
If you're going to go play in the Sun Bowl and you're a projected first-round pick, you don't go play in that stupid bowl game.
But
it's blow your knee out.
Okay, but should R.J. Barrett shut it down? He's supposed to be a top three pick.
No, he probably should, too.
The entire Duke lineup should shut it down.
No, if you're a top 5 or 10 pick, you just get an insurance policy.
I agree with you.
It's that simple.
I
that's
play,
all you have to do.
But I'm saying
if you're Zion Williams, you go and you get insured for $15 million or whatever it is. You're likely not to have a career ender, but you could have something that could slow you down.
He's insured for $8 million if he falls below the 16th pick, which he could blow both knees out, and then he'd still
he'd
be,
still
be
a top
I would get
pick.
A different policy, but yeah, he could. You know, you
could
work
more.
Out. Your
I'd
own...
get insured for I'd have another digit in front of that eight.
Well,
if I were
mean,
him.
You could get a $10 million insurance policy if you fall out of top, whatever it is.
But I don't think Cakes is a pro shutdown. It doesn't matter about the insurance. He shuts them down no matter
shut
what.
Shut up. I'm notoriously concerned.
Just get insurance.
You are. You really are.
Like, would you shut somebody down if they got a bruise?
No, of course not.
A contusion?
No.
Contusion
Cakes
is stretching
ridiculous.
It.
He wouldn't do that.
That's stretching it. But any sort of sprain, which, by the way, is a small tear, shutting you down. You're shut down.
By the way, it would take a lot of people to get in his ear and say, hey, you need to sit it down. Because if it's just up to him, there's no way. I mean, he wants to go out there and play and compete.
I think.
But his parents, I'm sure, feel differently. You know, who knows if the parents are already talking to potential agents. They would all tell him, all right, you know, you saw what you might risk. It's a tough decision.
Just
for them.
Put on a real pair of shoes. Those Paul
what's
George
up with the
shoes?
Paul George Nikes.
Those were poop.
Yeah, but did he slip because of the shoe, or was there a wet spot on the floor? It looked like there was a wet spot.
I don't know why he slipped. All I know is his shoe exploded.
He's been wearing them all year.
Okay, well, got to get a new model. Got to get a new model.
I don't know anything about these.
I never saw Air Jordans explode like
his
that.
His foot went through the bottom of the shoe or the side of the shoe.
Look at it. The whole foot came out. It was unbelievable.
I don't think it was the sole. It was like the side of it just kind of exploded.
Yeah.
Like right where it's attached.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you got to look at it.
I don't know.
I've seen it.
What would you do if you were his dad?
If I was his dad, yeah. I would have an insurance policy, and I would say, that's it. You know, we're going to play 1 year, and we're going to.
What are the premiums on a $10 million insurance policy?
Doesn't matter.
The agent will pay it.
Maybe you borrow money. Maybe it's $100,000.
Well, yeah, but the agent can't pay it now.
Yeah, but you borrow money, and maybe it's
$100,000. That's what I'm saying. Who are you borrowing it from?
You go to the bank.
From an agent. And you just don't tell anybody.
Okay.
I mean, you can get a loan for that. You can do that.
I'm just saying. I don't think
people do it all the time.
I understand that, but
that's the answer.
But they don't all do it.
No, but they should. But a lot of people do, and that's what you should do. And he already does, in fact, have an insurance policy for $8 million. Now, he's not going to fall below 16.
No,
unless he had like an Alex Smith injury, then maybe he would.
I just think it's rare when a basketball player has an injury like that.
Catastrophic injury like that. Yep. You can think of the Sean Livingston, it happened. But even he came back. Everyone said he was done. And even he's had a nice 10, 12-year career.
He's had a really good career.
Look at Paul George.
Yeah.
Paul George might be the MVP of the league this year.
Yeah, but he didn't have it in college.
I'm saying in college.
No, but he had a devastating injury and was able to come back.
Well, so sure. Gordon Hayward.
Sure. But think about like high school guys or college guys that have catastrophic injuries that nuked their careers. It almost never happens.
Look, if I'm Zion, I would be precautious. So let's say he has some sort of an MCL tear and they give him a timeline and he could sneak back.
Well, I wouldn't rush
come
back.
March Madness. Right. I wouldn't rush back. You make sure everything's fine. But if it's a slight sprain and he can be up practicing today, why are you going to shut it down?
There's no chance he's practicing today.
He's not going to play. He probably won't play for a couple weeks.
It might be a nothing. You think he's practicing today?
There's no way he's practicing today. Of course,
or tomorrow. What I'm saying is it could be a nothing, Cakes. Just because a guy walks off one day doesn't mean you can't play the next day.
He's not going to play. He'll probably miss a few games. But that's not the point. Point is, what would you do if you were Zion? What would you do if you were the dad? Would you tell him, look, you know what? It's not worth it. Would you even come back for the tournament?
Yes. Yeah. If he was my son, I might tweak my insurance policy a little bit more. But yeah, I'd have
to. You made a commitment.
You maybe didn't
make a four-year commitment,
but again,
you
that
made
was before the injury. It was
with
before
those
the injury.
Teammates and with the coach.
I'm assuming it's just a knee sprain and it's not a big deal.
Because if you pull out, you are letting your team down, your coach down, the university down, and you kind of signed up for it.
Let's see what the doctor says. Let's see what the test says.
If he has a real injury, then I might. Yeah, I'm definitely not rushing him back. I promise you that.
No. Of course not.
He's sitting for a minimum
of a week. You know, people were bringing this up with the Lawrence kid, the quarterback from Clemson. Like, are you going to shut him down for 2 years? It's preposterous.
No.
You get an insurance policy, and he plays. That's it. Even if he only had 1 year left.
Of course he plays.
Now, if you want to skip a bowl game,
by the way, how do you get better? How do you get better if you don't play?
Well, no, you would only get worse.
Exactly.
Unless you went to Canada or something.
Now, Cakes probably wouldn't let him play intramural basketball, which there was video of him playing hoops.
And
apparently took a hard pick, and then he got into a little melee.
Did he?
Drab was saying maybe he's a big phony. He's supposed to be like this God Squatter, and it looked like he was bullying.
Well, hey, it happened. Get competitive on the court.
He snapped in a dumb intramural basketball game and shoved the poor kid. And
he was
every
bigger.
Time he's on TV, he's always saying, you know, give him Bible quotes.
The Weekend Warrior set a pick 80 feet away from the basket.
The Weekend Warrior
kind of a jerk move.
It's probably the fraternity team against the football team.
It looks
team.
Like it's an intramural school game.
By the way,
we played back when we were in college. We played against football players.
Oh yeah, Lubos Skodzovic or whatever his name is almost ate me for lunch because I wouldn't back down. And he would have killed me. I'm totally distracted because I'm looking at the Anatomy Awards now. The link that Dravy sent, Jason, Miley Cyrus is her butt is a show.
It's award winning.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You mean Hannah Montana? Her butt's nice.
Look at that. That's from her video?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. It's in good shape.
I'm not surprised.
I don't think I can guess that's for the best butt award. I mean, some of these.
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
Obama would be looking at that. All right, let's go to, real quick, can I go to Daniel, Denver? Hold on. Just hold on. I know we got Mr. Skin coming up. Daniel, real quick, what's up, buddy?
How you guys doing, man?
Hey.
What's up, Daniel?
Radio gold yesterday with that fight. Everybody getting so Rick. Loved it so much. It kind of sucks that I'm a podcaster and I can't hear it live, but I laughed all the way. Secondly, Teresa Giudice.
Is that how you say it?
Or whatever the heck you donk said. Uh-huh. Yeah, when you get enough buns and you lay up with enough chicks, somebody's bound to watch that show. So
her name is Giudice? I thought that was
not good. Hold on, it's not Giudice, it's Giudice?
It's Giudice. I didn't make it up. I'm just saying, Giudice.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Thank you, Daniel.
That's quite the upset.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the update.
All right, coming up next, it is
Giudice.
Mr.
Sounds
Skin.
Better. More Italian. Yeah,
sounds
it?
Way better, I think.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into the 20th Annual Anatomy Awards from Mr. Skin next on The Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, Junkies, coming to you live from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. You can also watch via NBC Sports Washington. We'll switch gears here and talk to our guy, Mr. Skin, right now. He joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. He's got his 20th Annual Anatomy Awards, and he has a book coming out, Being Mr. Skin, 20 Years of Nip Slips, Cheek Peeks, and Fast Forwarding to the Good Parts. How you doing, Mr. Skin?
Yeah, it sounds funny when someone says it like that, but yeah, I can't believe I've been doing this 20 years.
And just it's so much easier now. You don't have to do that fast forward and rewind thing.
That's right.
No, you know, it's funny when we did a little analysis at MrSkin.com so the year before I started the website, there were like 19 shows total that featured female nudity. I'm talking television shows. 10 years later, there were 29 in 2008. In 2018, there were 144 television shows that featured female nudity, you know, because you added all the Netflix shows and Hulu and Amazon Prime, and it's just crazy. We're really in the golden age of, you know, nudity in movies and television. It's crazy.
Well, it's just a more permissive society now. We're not so uptight.
And believe it or not, there were 147 shows in 2018 where dudes got naked, believe it or not.
That's a lot. That might be too much.
Cakes like
we got to draw the line somewhere, right?
Mr. Yeah. Skin, is it just me? I feel like you don't have as many awards this year. Have you tightened it up a little bit?
Oh, no. We have 42 awards at the site. If you go to MrSkin.com, I have 42 total.
Okay.
What I just sent you guys like 20 just so you'd have some stuff to, you know, some of the highlights. I didn't want to overwhelm you with all the awards and make it tough to find everything. I just sent some of the highlights to you guys. But, yeah, we have 42 total, and it's a fun way for me to curate all this stuff. There's no way you guys could see all the stuff that came out, and we find for the Anatomy Awards, it's just real fun, weird, crazy nudity across, you know, television and movies.
But you also have a Skin Achievement Award, so a Lifetime Achievement Award. Tell us why Nicole Kidman received the award.
Well, we always recognize every year with the Anatomy Awards someone who has had an incredible career in nudity. And Nicole Kidman, I couldn't believe I had never given her one. I think the big reason was she was continuing to get naked, so I was kind of waiting for that to die down. But Nicole Kidman has been nude in 19 movies or television shows. It started in 1986 in an Australian movie called Wind Rider, and she was still doing nudity in 2017 on HBO's Big Little Lies. So I consider Eyes Wide Shut her best
right.
nudity, but we did Nicole Kidman this year for our Lifetime Skin Achievement Award.
I notice also you're giving an award for music videos. Miley Cyrus wins, and I can't blame you.
Yeah, we that was for Best Butt, and she was in Nothing Breaks Like a Heart.
Right.
Is a music video. And, yeah, you know, if it's a movie, a television show, or a music video, it's fair game. And all you have to see is Miley Cyrus in this. She's in the front seat. She's goes to the back seat of the car during the video. And the picture speaks for itself. You'll understand why that won our Best Butt of the year.
Who were the contenders?
We saw
it. Who was the competition?
Well, there was like Betty Gilpin and GLOW, Dina Shahabi and Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. I mean, obviously there was a ton, but, you know, eventually, and hey, someone's got to do this, but we have to narrow it down to just one, and I have to make the final call. So I just thought this is such a spectacular scene that we had to give Miley Cyrus our best backside of the year.
Yeah, so. Let's take that. Now, I don't know how to pronounce this or say this on the air. You know, things are so crazy now. Valdez, help me with this. The Rosamund Pike award that she got for best, like, burger. Can I say that?
From behind, yeah, best, yeah. Right. No, I know. I know some of this stuff's a little
weird.
Tough to talk about on, you know, terrestrial or whatever, but... This was interesting. Rosamund Pike is in a movie called The Private War.
Right.
And she plays a war correspondent, Maria Colvin, and it's a great scene. She's completely nude in front of a mirror. Then she gets into the intimate look, and it was a fun award and a pretty wild one.
And let me say this. I think someone needs to buy her a razor. I was a little surprised. Were you a little surprised?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool nude scene, and the movie's called The Private War. And she was in she was the wife in Gone Girl with Ben Affleck. She was in Die Another Day, the Bond movie with Pierce Brosnan. So she's a pretty well known actress.
I know that maybe less grooming has kind of been the trend of late. Have you noticed it in your awards? Like, can you break down a percentage?
Well, look, in the 70s and 80s,
right.
Merkins didn't exist, right?
Right.
There was no need for that. And now it's to the point where with all the shows that are from a bygone era, you know, the television shows that like a Boardwalk Empire that was from the 20s or Game of Thrones and all that, it's kind of hard to have actresses, let's say with hardwood floors, if you will. But,
right.
Yeah, but so it's different. So Merkins have become a big deal. If you watch The Deuce on HBO, there's a lot of use of Merkins. We even now give an award. Katherine Hahn won Best Merkin for the movie Private Life. She was in one of the moms in Bad Moms, and it's a long scene with Paul Giamatti where she's just wearing a shirt, but she was wearing a Merkin. It's like a furkini, and that's very common now. Anyone invested in
a
Merkin business within the last 10 years, they're probably doing pretty well.
She was Porky Pigging it, like the female version of Porky Pigging.
Yeah, but they're fake, though, is what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So do we think Rosamund Pike's is fake?
I don't know.
No, word on the street is she was not wearing a Merkin. So.
How can you tell? How can you tell, Mr. Skin?
Well, I mean...
You are an expert.
You are professional.
This, but... based on the watching the scene in its entirety and seeing past nude scenes she's done, we're pretty confident in our assessment of that scene. So, yes.
Very nice. Talking to Mr. Skin, his 20th annual Anatomy Awards are out. You go to MrSkin.com. Has a book, Being Mr. Skin, 20 Years of Nip Slips, Cheek Peeks, and Fast Forwarding to the Good Parts. You kind of have a comeback award. I think you call it your best nude at 60. Tell us about this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always fun. I'm always love when actresses, you know, it doesn't always have to be someone in their 20s to do a nude scene for it to be great. And Andie MacDowell is a great example. She did a movie called Love After Love. It's about her longtime husband dies, and it's about her relationships after that. And you know, she's 60 years old, and at the 50-minute mark did a nude scene, and she looks fantastic. And I don't know if a lot of people saw this movie or know about it, but That was our best nude scene, and I can't say there was a lot of competition for that, but it really was a awesome scene. She looks great. People tell me that have seen this, like, oh, my God, I had no idea she was 60. She looks great. So great nude scene from Andie MacDowell.
All right, I don't know anything about Altered Carbon. Now, I see a scene here that you have, a still shot.
Not your type of show. It's a very sci-fi
show. Yeah, it's sci-fi.
Yeah, that's probably why. But yeah. is nudity like this still you have here? Is that a common part? Is that a theme of the show?
Oh, yeah. Well, so every year I give an award during the Anatomy Awards for best TV show for nudity. Now, you know, 10 years ago, this was a nice award. Now it's like, I mean, if you win this, you got to have a ton of nudity, right? So my skin scouts that follow this stuff, there were 22 nude scenes in season one of Altered Carbon. It's a Netflix sci-fi series. It's based on a well-known book. And lots of, you probably don't know these actresses, Martha Higuerita, Daikin Lachman, and Kristen Lehman were the main players who did a lot of the nudity, but 22 nude scenes. This beat out The Deuce and a number of other shows, and a lot of the nude scenes were like this, full frontal and fantastic.
What are the top three shows right now?
Well, you got to say Game of Thrones. See, there wasn't a Game of Thrones in 2018, so it wasn't eligible, but you know that's coming out in a couple months, and I guarantee you we'll be talking about that at the next Anatomy Awards. And The Deuce on HBO is always loaded with tons of nudity, and it's from a bygone era, the 70s, so it's
right.
it's very Merkin heavy, if you will.
Nothing from Ozark caught your eye? They had that one opening scene they kept playing over and over and over throughout.
Yeah, no, Ozark was good. It didn't make my Anatomy Awards. That's one of the shows. You know, when people ask me what television shows do you enjoy, I really love Ozark. It's like a guilty pleasure show.
Right.
I like it. And yeah, there was nudity in there, but it didn't, none of that rose to the level of my 42 Anatomy Awards. So.
Right. Gotcha.
Mr. Skin, do you watch The Punisher?
I'm not, no. The answer is no, I'm not.
There's an actress in that. She looks like she might be Persian. I don't know the actress's name, but she had some really good naked scenes. She has a phenomenal body. Phenomenal.
You mean that's in the show The Punisher.
Yeah.
No, well, I got to tell you that it's one of those television shows where people are always saying, do you watch The Punisher? Do you watch The Punisher? I'm not those type of shows aren't, you know, my cup of tea. But, yeah, you're right. And the girl's name's Amber Rose. I think you pronounce it like Reva or something.
Yeah, that's
what it
is.
Probably who you're talking about.
Yes.
But I don't watch the show as one of my
she's got some good scenes.
Shows. But I know all about John Bernthal and all that stuff, so.
Most of the nudity here that seems to be award-winning is more coming from television than the movies, right?
Yeah, it's just because of the sheer numbers. It's we obviously still have a lot of movie stuff, but it's so overwhelming, the amount of TV nudity, like I said, 144 shows, that you're going to get great stuff. And I didn't want to separate the two. I think at this stage we're all in agreement that if you watch like an hour of Game of Thrones, it's pretty much like watching a movie, you know, and instead of dividing this into the best TV nudity and the best movie nudity, I just like to keep it all in one.
All right, gotcha. Mr. Skin, congratulations. 20 years.
Unbelievable.
Keep it going.
Thanks. No, I mean, the fact that I've been doing this 20 years, I really, truly have one of the greatest jobs in the world. And I have to get we have a big meeting today on the best lesbian scenes of the year, so I got to get to work soon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very, very important business. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought you were going to maybe bring up your scene, EB, that you had the boys all watching from a week or two ago.
Scene from 2 weeks ago.
That's just straight.
That's different.
Mr. Skin's above that.
It's not his wheelhouse.
Hey, you should nominate it. You should nominate it, though, for best rigor mortis.
There was some acting.
You know what, EB? The Big Pickle Awards.
Could do that. We could do that. Did you notice that last scene when I showed you guys off air? that the editing was so bad you could hear him say action right before the rigor mortis scene.
Yeah, I mean,
you could hear him say action.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
It looks like they put a sheet over the boom mic.
Exactly.
All right, remember, coming up at 9:20, comedian Ali Sadiq joins us in studio right here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.